This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. It's a frequent refrain when discussing Louisiana's budget troubles.
We have $400 million of taxpayer money tied up in statutory dedications. We need to unlock that money.
Four House members, Chris Broadwater, Rick Edmonds, Kirk Talbot, and Jay Morris, all Republicans, decided to try it. Morris.
They're not going to be automatically funded without us taking a look at them.
Talbot.
This frees up about $640 million.
Broadwater.
It does remove that argument that you can't touch it.
The bills repeal more than 100 statutes that set up dedicated funds and send the money back into the state general fund.
Representative Cheney for a question on the bill.
At what point do you want to offer some amendments as to potentially removing funds from this list? Is it now or later?
Later.
If never is an option, I would prefer to take never as an option.
But there was an avalanche of amendments to remove the gaming fund for horse race purses, the fund for fire training at LSU, the telecommunications fund for the deaf, and more waiting in line.
How many more amendments do we have?
Put it this way, there are several more members who have amendments that are coming forth.
Prompting Representative John Schroeder to observe.
You see what happens when you try to undedicate them. You either have to undedicate all or none. So with that, I think the authors ought to pull the bill.
Instead, there was a motion to end consideration of any further amendments, which passed, as did House Bill 100, one of the four identical bills. It now heads to the full House. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.